Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and consulting.
All of these citrus products you can stuff inside of one box coming to a doorstep near you. Hello again, everybody. Welcome into the Mind Your Business podcast, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. We thank you for the download again this week. Thank you for the continued subscriptions. And remember, if you subscribe to this, wherever you get your podcasts, you'll have this delivered in your podcasting inbox each and every Thursday morning as we keep you up to date on the relevant issues of our business community. We're going to talk about one of our business community's favorite fundraisers coming up here in just a few moments, the Boone Sunrise Rotary 20th Annual Fruit Sale. Hard to believe they've been doing this for 20 years now, but the proceeds from this fruit sale go to fund the various projects that Boone Sunrise Rotary is involved in, many of those mission critical to the community. I'm talking about things like Back to School Festival, which we've talked about at length on this program, other community outreach opportunities, including scholarships for Watauga High students and plenty more, but then also some international relief that the local Boone Sunrise Rotary Club is involved with other area nonprofits like Wine to Water, for example, and helping to supply some clean water to some areas of the Dominican Republic. So all of that work takes funds, and this fruit sale funds those efforts. So we're going to hear from Caroline Poteet, no stranger to the nonprofit world here in the community. She's worked with Blue Ridge Conservancy, currently formerly of Valley Cruces Community Park, on the volunteer board of Women's Fund of the Blue Ridge. She's also the fundraising chair for Boone Sunrise Rotary, and she's going to be by to tell us how we can order that fruit, some important deadlines coming up, and maybe most importantly, how you can send this as gifts to other places throughout the country. This is a relatively new thing for this fruit sale, where you can buy your fruit, send it to grandma and grandpa, your favorite friends in other places, and not have to do that yourself. You make that purchase, and it is delivered in time for the holidays as well. So all of that information coming up from Caroline here in just a few moments. As we talk about relevant business topics in the community, want to make sure that we get a few things on your radar. We have had a lot of conversation in this community over the last few days about mask mandates and the potential repeal of mask mandates and what that timeline might look like. There was a widely reported town council meeting in Blowing Rock that was held back on Tuesday of this past week, where the Blowing Rock Town Council was listening to some information about COVID trends, got an update from Jennifer Green from App Healthcare, no stranger to this program as well, and they were going to make some determinations on what Blowing Rock wanted to do with their current mask mandate, which makes it a requirement that if you're in a public place, you have to wear a mask indoors. And Blowing Rock, similar to Boone, got that same mandate. A number of municipalities, not only around the state, but around the region, still operating in this way. So Blowing Rock took that information. It was widely reported that they were going to take action and they were going to remove that mask requirement and it was going to be done. Well, that didn't happen, as some news outlets in Charlotte suggested that it was all but going to. So there was some confusion on Wednesday. As we record this on early Thursday morning, Wednesday we find out, hey, this didn't happen. So what does that mean for the domino effect? Because usually in a community, when one municipality makes a change, they all tend to follow suit. So there is consistency in a way that something is put forward. So what I will remind you is this, two things. One, Blowing Rock chose to take no action. They put a motion on the floor. It did not get seconded, so they remain in the same state of emergency that they're in right now that includes a mask mandate. When a community or when a municipality has an emergency order in place, it takes an act of that council to repeal that order. So those of you that are looking around to see, well, what's Boone going to do? What's the county going to do? What's Banner Elk, Beach Mountain, wherever you happen to be paying attention, if there is an executive order, an emergency executive order in place, it takes an act of that municipality's council, board of commissioners, what have you, to change that policy. So there is no snap of the fingers. It can't just be decided by someone. We'll call them they, because they like to decide a lot, right? So they can't just decide one day, we're not going to have a mask mandate in Boone. We're not going to have a mask mandate in Blowing Rock. got to go through a process. Those meetings are public. They are published. For example, Blowing Rock had that on their town council agenda over the weekend. Blowing Rock Chamber sent that out. A number of other agencies sent that out, and the public was able to come in and weigh in on that. Should Boone go down that road? As of the time that we are recording this right now, they have not released their agenda for the town council meeting coming up Tuesday yet. Due out just about any minute. We couldn't wait any longer. Okay. So when they choose to have that action, they will publish that information. There will be an opportunity for public comment. And most of the guidance from the state now has been, you know, here are the trends that we would like to see in your community before you take action and repealing anything. But the general sense is, as we have seen community spread levels change in our region, we have seen community case numbers go down. We know that that does not mean we're done with this yet. By any stretch, don't get lulled into thinking that that is the case. But we are seeing more opportunities for vaccinations. We're seeing more people get vaccinated. Campus numbers are up. Community numbers are up. A new population, as of yesterday, got a chance to get vaccinated with younger children, ages 5 to 11. So there are more people getting vaccinated, which hopefully will mean that when we do see some sort of surge in viral spread again, maybe it won't be as severe because more people, have taken these steps to mitigate that risk or mitigate the symptoms that they may have should they contract COVID. So all of that to say, don't worry about what's on Facebook. Don't worry about what's on social media. Don't worry about what you heard from the guy down the street. Watch for the official announcements. Watch for council meetings. Watch for those agendas to be published to find out what is on those agendas. And then if you have strong opinions on what you feel like can go on, you've got your opportunity to have your voice heard. And that has been the case throughout the last bulk of 2 years as we have talked about changes to these policies. I think the other thing to remember too is when and if, and maybe it should be if and when, these changes do occur, and we do see that mask mandate repeal in our municipalities, it will also be important that folks remember that individual businesses will still have the right to enact their own policy when it comes to social distancing, mask wearing, any of that kind of stuff. So keep the mask in your pocket. Keep one in the car. And if you happen to want to go to a business that even after a mask mandate from a community standpoint is repealed, they still have the ability to say, hey, in order to come in here to protect our staff, to do whatever it is we want to do, you need to wear this thing. If you want to go in that business, you're going to have to wear the mask. That's going to be the way the rules are, and communities are going to ultimately support their business communities, as we hope they will. Because a municipality decides to make a change doesn't mean that the entire business community is ready to make that change. A lot of frontline businesses up this way. This is a transient community, people coming in here from all directions. Not everybody is ready to let their guard down 100% just yet. Respect that decision. It's their decision to make. And I think we'll all be able to navigate through this this time together and do so quite well. One other thing that I want to mention to you real quick. If you're a Boone Area Chamber member, you got this information in your chamber report email back on Tuesday evening. The North Carolina Commerce Department is taking some steps to try to get some data on how the pandemic recovery is going throughout different quadrants of the state. So the North Carolina Commerce Department has initiated a survey. It's called the Business Pulse Survey. And we have a link to that survey and encourage as many businesses out there that can take a few minutes, take this survey. They'll send it to you periodically, not too much. But this is meant to get some very basic information about your pandemic economy experiences, what things are like for you on a day-to-day basis. So not every bit of information that we have out there is anecdotal. We actually have some data behind decisions that are made about allocating dollars. You know, the American Rescue Plan money that comes through whenever we finally see a state budget could be tied to some of this data that we are getting about areas of the state that are impacted more than others. So it's important that we get great representation from Northwest North Carolina so it doesn't turn into one of those deals where, hey, you know, we know that conditions in Western North Carolina are bad because of what's going on in Asheville. We know that what happens in Asheville does not necessarily translate to our area of the mountains of North Carolina. So the more detailed demographic data that we have from this area, the better those decisions can be made and the better our area can be represented in that decision-making process. So if you're a chamber member, go back to your email from Tuesday night. If you haven't taken the survey yet, it's right at the top of your chamber report. Take the North Carolina Commerce Business Pulse Survey. You can Google that online if you're a business owner that doesn't happen to be a chamber member, but you would like to supply that data anyway. There's nothing too obtrusive here. It's not like they're asking for revenue numbers or to dive into your books or anything personal or proprietary. I just want some general information about how your business is performing so they can turn that into action steps, hopefully, moving forward. So we thank the North Carolina Department of Commerce for sending that out, and we will make sure that that is in the next few chamber emails that go out as well. All right, so let's talk about ways that we can continue to impact our community on a positive level. The Boone Sunrise Rotary Club just won a Chamber Annual Award for their efforts in this way of being a philanthropic organization that impacts our community by service, volunteerism, certainly spending some of the proceeds from their fundraising in helpful ways like scholarships, programmatic support, and other means. Caroline Poteet, Chair of the Fundraising Committee from Boone Sunrise Rotary, is going to tell us how you can get involved in this process by just buying some oranges. It's the 20th annual Boone Sunrise Rotary Fruit Sale. That is the subject of this week's installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you each and every week here on the airwaves by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we talked about before the break, the nonprofit business community is such a vibrant part of our entire economic structure here within the High Country. It's not only about what nonprofit organizations do, it's about how they raise money, how they spend money locally, and how they help support a thriving economy that we know and appreciate here in the High Country. One of the agencies that is involved in that wheel, if you will, is the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club, a recent annual award winner of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. So we recognize the club for that. But we're here today to talk about the club's annual fruit sale with Caroline Poteet, who is the fundraising committee chair of the organization. You probably know Caroline as well from another nonprofit in Blue Ridge Conservancy, yet another award-winning member of the chamber annual meeting. So Caroline, all championships lead through you, apparently. Welcome into the program here this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you for both of those awards. They were a great honor.
So maybe you can help us first by, you know, again, nonprofits all have their mission. They all have their lane that they stay in here in the community. What does Boone Sunrise Rotary set out to do as not only an organization, but then when it comes to supporting the community, how does the organization's mission help fit that?
Sure. So I think Boone Sunrise Rotary is best summed up by its motto, which is service above self. So the Rotary is made up of a group of like-minded people who care about this community and care about giving of their time and resources to the community. I think one of the great things about Rotary is it is made up of people who are all doing a lot of good things, but then we come together and we hear about the things that that we're all doing, and we also make a difference as a group. So service to the community is our primary objective, and we do that in several ways. One of those ways is through volunteer work. We're active volunteers for several organizations, the American Red Cross and Watauga Habitat, just to name a couple. And then we also make financial gifts locally to nonprofit organizations. And that is where our fruit sale money goes, which is what we're here to talk about today. So we raise money essentially to give it away to other groups in the community.
So as we talk about this fruit sale, and obviously it's 20 years of this in the community here, so people know the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club runs the annual fruit sale. It's always around the holidays. This is holiday gift giving time. So a lot of times this is a checkbox for people that know they're going to get an opportunity to get high quality fruit from Florida Indian River Grove up here into the High Country. But this is more than just getting people fruit. This is an opportunity to be philanthropically engaged as well. So how did the Rotary Club come upon this, and what has helped this be such a stable fundraising source for the club?
Well, you know, we've been doing it for 20 years and I've been a Rotarian for less than a year. So I do not know the answer to that question, David, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you that it's a stable source of income for the club because, like you said, it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, these are either great gifts to give for folks or it's just a great way to stock your own pantry with fruit for the winter. And you can do it knowing that you're giving to really good causes around our community.
Caroline Poteet joining us from the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club this morning on Mind Your Business. And as we talk about the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club annual fruit sale, what can you tell us about the engagement in this? How can people find their fruits? It's a little different than it has been in the past. There's an online component for that. How has that changed the club's performance in this regard from a fundraising standpoint?
That's right. So those of you who are familiar with the sale know that in years past, typically the way it's done is you order the fruit and then you pick it up from us in town at some point in mid-December. We are advancing technologically now, so you're actually able to order your fruit online, and you can either have it delivered to us and pick it up from us in mid-December, or you can have it shipped directly to your home, or if you're giving it as gifts, to the homes of anybody you'd like to send it to in the continental U.S. We do have a couple of deadlines coming up for those orders. If you're planning to order to be shipped and picked up from the club, that deadline is coming up quick. It's actually Sunday night, this Sunday at midnight is the deadline for that. And that date is November the 14th. If you are ordering for Christmas gifts to be delivered directly to folks' homes, the deadline for those orders is not until December 12th. So you've got about a month to place those orders online.
This is not just for oranges, grapefruits. Florida Indian River Grove has a variety of products that are available within that line. How is that offering kind of gotten rolled out this year? What's in stock from that perspective?
That's right. We do have a couple of gift boxes available, so you can do a combination of mandarin oranges and marmalade is one of the boxes. You can do with toffee. So there's some really great little gift boxes available in addition to the bulk boxes of either 20 or 40 pounds of fruit.
Caroline Poteet joining us this morning from the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club here on Mind Your Business, talking the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club's annual fruit sale. You can check out more information online at boonerotary.org, or you can go to the club's Facebook page, and prominently placed on both of those pages, information on how you can engage in the sale. You can look over that online inventory and again, make your purchases there. We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about where this money goes. So many nonprofits fundraise up here and have very mission specific projects that they work on, and Boone Sunrise Rotary, no different. So we'll get some information on that from Caroline, as well as hammering out some of those logistics once again, so you know how to pick up your fruit, how to ship it to your grandmother out in California, and everything in between. We're talking Boone Sunrise Rotary Fruit Sale here this morning on Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Boone, North Carolina, in the heart of the high country, 3,300 feet above the rest of the competition, home of adventure racing, ski and snowboard competitions, the Grandfather Mountain Marathon, six-year home of the Southern Conference Wrestling Championships, the Boone Roundball Classic, Sunbelt Championship events, and coming in May, Appalachian FC begins play in the NPSL. Contact the Boone Area Sports Commission and bring your next event to the top of the mountain. For more information, visit boonechamber.com.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and consulting.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Caroline Poteet, Fundraising Committee Chairman from the Boone Sunrise Rotary, talking about the annual fruit sale, 20th year of this fruit sale organized by the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club. Again, you can go to boonerotary.org or the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club Facebook page to get linked in with the online ordering for this fruit sale. We'll go over some of the logistics here before we get off the air so you can, again, know exactly what those deadlines are, how you can place those orders, and who you can contact if you need to place a good old-fashioned order with a piece of paper. Nick Friedman's out there standing by somewhere to service your need, I know. But Caroline, I think a lot of people are motivated to get involved in projects like this or just donate to a cause because of the mission work that the organization supports. So Boone Sunrise Rotary may be selling fruit today, but they're funding projects tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit about where the money from this project goes and how this effort helps fuel that work?
Absolutely. And this is my favorite part of the whole process is when we give the money away. The Boone Sunrise Rotary has several local groups that we fund on a regular basis and volunteer for, like I mentioned before the break. Just a few of those. And I know these will be groups that are close to the hearts of some of the listeners out there. The Back to School Festival, Rotary supports Kathy's Corner at the Back to School Festival, Watauga County Habitat, the Hunger and Health Coalition, Western Youth Network. We're especially involved in their mentoring program. And then we also give scholarships to Watauga High School students to go to college. And, you know, those are some of the local groups that we fund, but it's we also work not just Boone Sunrise Rotary, but Rotary International works globally. And that's one of the things I like about the organization is that our focus isn't just local, it's also global. So a really cool project that we funded in the past was a partnership with Wine to Water, which is a local organization, to provide ceramic water filters to folks down in the Dominican Republic who are using river water for all of their needs, all of their cooking, all of their drinking, all of their bathing, which can obviously be a huge sanitation issue. So we've helped to provide 270 ceramic water filters just this year to folks in the Dominican Republic, which just makes a huge difference. And that's a project I'm really excited about.
You know, you mentioned being able to survey the club and get dialed into some of these opportunities. I know that Lynn Mason, another person that is well known within the community, has helped lead the organization in some of those efforts in terms of volunteer. But does the club also provide, you know, kind of an annual maybe refresh of things that fundraising money can go toward, volunteer time can go toward that helps keep, you know, some of this new and fresh and exciting for the club to engage in?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the great things about our membership is that we as individuals are also involved in the community that members bring to the club new opportunities all the time, whether it's opportunities to donate money or opportunities to do some hands-on volunteer work. But there's so many wonderful opportunities just in the High Country community. And I think our members are really plugged into those.
Caroline Poteet joining us from the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club here this morning on Mind Your Business, talking about the Rotary Club's annual fruit sale. So let's go through the logistics on this again. You talked about some ordering deadlines that come up, but when the fruit does arrive, usually there's a pretty big celebration around the pickup location for that. And that's always a fun time. But how can people go about the process and get that fruit ordered and ultimately get it here to the High Country or somewhere else?
Sure. So the easiest way to get to the online ordering is either through our website, boonerotary.org, or through our Facebook page. Just look for Boone Sunrise Rotary on Facebook, and that'll lead you right to the website where you can place an order. If you want to do it the old fashioned way, you're welcome to contact me directly, and I'd be happy to place an order for you. My email address is caroline@blueridgeconservancy.org. But, you know, the online ordering is very simple. And as I said before, it allows you to either ship it to be picked up from us or you can ship it anywhere in the States. So that's a great option as well.
And I know you mentioned the deadlines, but when do you anticipate being able to have that fruit delivered here to the High Country and people be able to pick up?
We do not have the exact ship date yet, but we are anticipating sometime the week of December 13th will be pickup time. So we will absolutely keep folks posted about that as soon as we know.
Excellent. Final question for you, a little bit, you know, kind of on your personal connection to Rotary. You know, you mentioned a little bit ago, Caroline, that you've only been with the club for a little over a year, or a little under a year, right around that mark. What was it about the organization that drew you in as people that are especially moving to this community oftentimes are looking for a nonprofit to kind of align themselves with? What about Rotary led you to their work and ultimately helping out in this way with this fruit sale?
Well, you know, as I alluded to before, it's a combination of both the people who are involved in Rotary and Rotary's mission as a whole. You know, I personally am very driven by community service and giving back to my community. So it's wonderful just to spend an hour each week with other folks who feel that same way. And there's a real sense of community and kinship in that group. And in addition to that, I feel very drawn to Rotary's mission of service above self and helping other people and thinking about that on a local and a global scale. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. It's absolutely a social benefit. You get to make some great new friends who are like-minded, but you also get to make a real difference in the community.
Well, Caroline, we feel like we are with one of the great nonprofit minds in the community anyway. I know that you have impacted every organization you've been with. Valley Cruces Community Park, certainly Blue Ridge Conservancy. You're active in a number of different organizations. Also named by Business North Carolina Magazine earlier this year as one of the trailblazers, folks that are doing great work under the age of 40 out in the rural parts of the state. So we're glad that we've got you on the High Country team for all of that work. Appreciate you spending some time with us talking about this Rotary Club fruit sale. And as always, we do appreciate your expertise in a lot of different ways to keep our community thriving and moving forward. So thanks for your time here this morning.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Caroline Poteet joining us again from the Boone Sunrise Rotary Club Fundraising Committee Chair. Again, if you need more information on the 20th annual Boone Sunrise Rotary Fruit Sale, head to boonerotary.org or check out Boone Sunrise Rotary Club on Facebook. The order information will be right there in front of you. A couple of clicks and you've got citrus on your doorstep here just in time for the holidays. That wraps up this installment of Mind Your Business. We are right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.